just as badass.
Is your website pretty?
Just as badass.
Does it work right?
More badass.
Can people find it?
'Cause I'm a badass!
Man, you been. If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. 'Cause we're gonna help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. And once again, we are welcoming special guest, Mark Schaefer, best-selling author.
I thought you forgot my name there for a minute.
Was there hesitation in my voice?
Yeah.
I was going to jump in
and cover you, though. Don't
worry. I said Mark, and it's like, am I introducing myself? That was a problem. I can't figure it out sometimes. But Mark, thank you for coming on here. We're talking about your book, The Content Code, best-selling book. I could be a ridiculous fanboy and go on and on about it. And you told me that it's okay if I do that.
Sure, I'll take anything I can get. I'm basically just kind of a whore for attention. Am I allowed to say that, or do you need to edit that?
I got a conundrum here because, you know, we're covering the badass strategy, and the last time around we covered bad, and now all of our listeners are wondering where's the ass.
Right.
So I'd say we could probably leave it in.
Many people wonder that. You could get great SEO for that, by the way.
Oh, you really could. You know, I mean, Wendy's back in the 80s? Where's the beef?
Yeah.
You know, where's the ass? You know? So anyway, I digress.
I'm turning red.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically my kind of my tagline. Mark Schaefer, where's the ass?
Well, you know, we're going to answer that for everybody listening. All kidding aside, though, the badass strategy that is in the content code, we covered brand development, which was the B, audience and influencers, which was the A, and distribution.
No, I screwed you up. I did authority instead of audience. We're doing audience today.
Oh, we're doing audience today. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. The A's are interchangeable.
Yeah, I took it out of order.
It's
with your mind.
Man. You succeeded. So we did authority last time,
I had such an impact on you. I am an impact player, baby.
And then we did distribution, advertising, promotion, and SEO. So this time around, we're covering the ASS in it, and I guess we'll be starting then with audience and influencers.
Yeah. So to kind of recap, the idea behind this acronym BADASS is these represent the six different possible strategies I've found to get your content to rise to the top and be seen today. The economic value of content is zero unless it's seen and shared. So for those of us in business today, we want to be seen. We want our content to be shared, so we need to be mindful about how do we do this. So that's the purpose of the book. It teaches you the six possible ways based on a lot of research and data of how to do this. So now we're into – we covered bad in the first episode, and now we're going to cover the ASS part. So A. Now, this is – this part of the book probably got more response than any other chapter in the book. And what I focused on here was a new concept I characterized as the alpha audience. And what I mean by this is that, well, it's kind of like sales. I always learned when I was in sales that it's a lot easier to sell more to people who are already buying from you than to do business development and the expense of getting new customers. Well, content sharing is kind of the same way. It's probable that less than 2% of your social media audience shares the content, your content, the most. So what I want to do is I want to challenge every business out there to think about, do you know who is sharing your content the most? Because this is a small but mighty group of people, because they are the advocates for your business. They're basically providing referrals. And today on the web, people will trust content shared by a friend before they will trust your advertising. So if people are sharing your content, if they are advocating you on the web, you need to find those people, encourage them, nurture them. And if it's 2% of your audience today, you need to do everything you can to make it 3% next year. That might be your most important business strategy.
It's a really cool kind of modernization of the old standard, all things being equal or unequal, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. Well, your brand, if it's being shared by someone that I or you or somebody else knows, likes, and trusts, it's like that stamp of approval. So it erases at least some of the doubts.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I think that's the way the world works today. You mentioned that I have another part of this concept in the book. I talk about influencers. And so, you know, what does this mean? Well, there are people out there that are very active on social media that have built up a lot of trust with their audience. And if you don't have a big audience and you haven't spent the time to build trust to get your content viewed, well, it might be possible to borrow it from somebody who's already established. That's a very legitimate strategy today. So, for example, you know, if you've got somebody who's famous in central Pennsylvania, like let's say the governor. The governor comes and he's sitting in your sandwich shop, and he takes a picture of himself eating a sandwich in your shop and said, "Oh my gosh, this is the best hamburger I've ever had." That's going to boost your business.
It's like, "Oh my gosh, this is the best advertising I ever had."
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know? Yeah, it's right. So now you can kind of put a strategy behind that, because maybe you'll get lucky and something like that will happen, or maybe you can develop relationships with people like that and maybe enable some of that. So that's the A part. Now, the S part, the first S, is really quite interesting and one of my favorite topics. And this S stands for social proof. So let me give you an example of social proof. Let's say you move to a new house and you get housewarming gifts from some people, and they've given you some house plants. And you put them in the window, and the things start to die. So you go to the oracle of all knowledge, Google, and you type in, "How do I keep my houseplants alive?" You get a couple good results back. You take a look at these articles, and one has been tweeted 2 times, and the other one has been tweeted 275 times. Which one will you read? Come on, the truth.
275.
That's exactly right. So it doesn't matter what it says. It doesn't matter who wrote it. It doesn't matter where it appeared. We are hungry for clues of what to believe, of who to follow, of what to read, because there's so much out there. So the fact of the matter is, these little clues, these numbers, like tweets or followers or likes, are at least a symbol of credibility. And kind of the icky thing is that, at least in the short term, those numbers may be more important than your actual content. It's kind of like walking into a restaurant at 7 o'clock and there's nobody there. And you might feel, it's like, "Oh boy, did we make the wrong decision? Maybe we should leave." You walk into another restaurant, it's filled with people, there's a 10-minute wait. think, well, I'm happy to wait 10 minutes because this seems – there's all these people here. That's social proof that tells you this is a popular place. I've made the right decision. So if you have content that has no indication that people are reading it and that it's popular, it's like walking into an empty restaurant. You may not want to be the first one to share it. You may not want to be the first one to leave a comment because it's just feeling a little lonely.
You know, so it's interesting, yeah, that concept, kind of on the analog side. As you're talking about this, everything, all my analogies always go back to either music or football. And this one goes to music. I was working in radio in the 90s when Hootie and the Blowfish's first album came out. Mm-hmm. We could not understand why so many people were buying this album and why, you know, it went up to 12, 15 million copies. But to me, it's a great kind of an old time example of your modern philosophy here, because in the case of an album like that, it kept, you know, it sold a couple million albums. And then the next thing you know, they're all over. It's like their content is being shared. Their music is all over TV, mm-hmm, and they're on the Today Show. And yeah, and it's like, okay, well, if they're on the Today Show, they must be good.
Exactly.
And people are buying the album, and next thing you know, there are 12, 15 million copies sold.
And that's a great example, and it's something that we can do even on our websites today. So if a company has been featured in a magazine or on a television broadcast, you could show something like As Seen In, As Seen On. Yeah. Those are elements of social proof. If people have won awards, if they've been rated the best of, so those are all badges and elements of social proof that can make people feel good about being there.
We're fine.
But the last S is shareability. And I actually, this bothered some people and it confused some people. I actually made that the first chapter of the book. And the reason I did that, and I did it out of order, was because I know that many people aren't going to read the book from cover to cover. And I wanted, if I had to give them one chapter, one piece of advice that I knew they would read, it would be this chapter.
Yeah.
Basically, this chapter just gives you lots and lots of ideas, quick little things that you can do to improve the shareability of your content, little mechanical things for your website, little techniques of how you can improve your writing and your headlines, your tone, the length of the article, all based on tried and true research and real good research, people that you can trust. So these are ideas that you can take to the bank to help your marketing, help your content get shared immediately.
I think it's a good example too of if you kind of see the culmination of everything, because I mean, all these pieces fit together, obviously, but like you said, you know, addressing it the way you did, it kind of gives people a taste of, okay, here's where this is going. Now here's how you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like that a lot because, you know, even there are great movies that are like that. You know, you kind of see the ending first, like The Usual Suspects, one of my favorites ever. You see the end and you want to know how you get there. But it's like this, too. I think there's so much doubt that people have when it comes to internet marketing and when it comes to concepts like this. I think that. And again, you've had more experience in this than I have. Just from what I've seen, people like to get a taste or have an idea of where this is going. And then it seems that they're more accepting of the ideas and the process that it takes to get there. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, that's what I try to do in the book is strike a balance to first kind of build the business case. This is why you need to learn this stuff. This is why this I have a sense of urgency about writing this book, and you should have a sense of urgency for about reading it, because this is a big problem we face right now, and I'm going to give you the solution. So it is kind of a balance about teaching people about what are the issues in marketing today, and then giving some solutions.
Well, Mark, thank you again for coming on the podcast here. It has been an absolute joy to discuss this with you. Thank you for the information. And for all of you listening, it is The Content Code. Mark Schaefer is the author. He also has other books, including Social Media Explained. And again, Content Code, 6 Essential Strategies for Igniting Your Content, Marketing, and Your Business. If you want to be a badass, start with the last podcast and finish with this one. And by all means, get the book.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me today.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Not so funny now, is it?